Welcome, everyone. You've tuned in to Beyond the Mic with Mike, where we share our experience and passion to offer encouragement and advice to new ministers and anyone working in the ministry. I am the Mike, Beyond the Mic, Mike Yates.
Today's episode is called The Messiah Complex. We're going to talk about how in ministry, where the desire to help can sometimes lead to unrealistic expectations of yourself, the fact that you just cannot rescue some people, and how you need to know your role. Let's get started. First things first, I need to explain what the Messiah Complex is. You may not be familiar with that term. And I'm not giving you a textbook definition, I'm giving you my definition. But it's the belief where one person feels that they are responsible for saving or fixing others. Now, not just the belief that you're responsible, but to the extent, to an unhealthy degree. Does that sound familiar? Have you ever considered that? Maybe it's part of your nature and you never realized it. We're going to talk about it today. So, in this can affect anyone in any level of ministry, not just ministry, life in general. You know, you're helping someone or you're involved in someone's life, but without realizing it, you feel this sense of responsibility. Like if you don't reach them, that you have failed. If you don't do this, that you're a loser. If they don't obtain this goal, that you're the one that is failed because you're accountable for it. And that's a Messiah complex. We're going to talk about that. Let me ask you, what are you truly responsible for? At what point are you ever truly responsible for someone else's behavior? Parents and their children? Maybe. But are you really accountable? Maybe accountable for how you raised them. We'll talk about separate relationships. Let's not go parenting. At what point are you ever responsible for someone else's actions? You're not. So why do you take responsibility? Now, I need you to chew on that. And I'm not talking about, well, I'm a supervisor. I'm responsible for everything. No, that's not what I'm talking about. And we use that as an excuse to micromanage because we feel responsible for it. So no one else can do it as good as I can. So I'm going to do it. We'll talk about that later. You are not responsible for anybody else's salvation. You are not responsible for anybody else's worship. You are not responsible for anybody else's choices in their lives. You are responsible for your salvation, your worship, and your choice in your life. And how you live up to that is what matters. The Messiah complex in ministry or leadership, it can have several negative consequences, but not just for the person experiencing it. It can also have a negative effect on their community or their organization, whatever it may be, whether it's a church or a job or a family, it has far-reaching effects. The first and obvious, I think the most obvious effect is burnout. It's probably the most obvious risk. Leaders who feel that they must personally resolve every issue and they must meet every need, they tend to overextend themselves, leading to a physical, emotional, and spiritual exhaustion. The next, and this one you may not consider, but it can lead to strained relationships. That leader with a Messiah complex, they may inadvertently strain the relationship with the very people they're trying to help. Their need to be central in solving problems, it can stifle others' growth and discourage initiative. It can lead to resentment. Why are you so involved in my life? Or why are you so involved in someone else's? People just don't understand. Maybe rightfully so. Maybe you're wrong, but it can lead to resentment. And now all this is hurting the body. Some people may feel underappreciated or overly dependent. We'll talk about those later. It can lead to a lack of team development. If a leader feels that they must be the savior, then chances are they're not going to invest adequately in developing other skills and capacities. If I felt that I was the only one that could preach at our church, then I'm not going to train other preachers because it's not worth the time. I'm the only one that can do it. If I felt that I was the only one that could do this, then I'm not going to invest my time in it because I'm the only one that can. You see where we're going with this? Somebody with a Messiah complex who thinks that it's their responsibility, they're in danger of not investing adequately in developing other people's skills and capacities. And that limits the growth of their church or their team. Effective leadership involves empowering others, not just leading from the front. Another issue that could come up from Messiah complex is impaired decision making. If I am blinded by the, if I am blinded by the problem of having a Messiah complex, then I will make my decisions according to that complex. And it may or may not be what's best for everybody. I'm going to do it to satisfy my guilt or to satisfy that nagging in my mind. If I'm under the illusion that I can and I must solve all problems, then all my answers, all my decisions are not going to be solid. They're not going to consider the broader perspective. It's going to be under the illusion that I'm solving these on my own. And it's going to lead to poor decision making. It could fail to address the root causes of the issues, or it may even be misaligned with the needs of everything. This could lead to the Messiah complex can lead to spiritual misalignment. You know, from a spiritual perspective, the Messiah complex is fundamentally misaligned with everything the Bible teaches us. It can lead to pride. It can lead to self-reliance. It overshadows the entire essential Christian principles of humility. It completely gets rid of the reliance on God and the understanding that Jesus is the true Savior, not any human leader. And such misalignment can hinder someone's personal spiritual growth and potentially mislead others. What about the psychological stress? That's pretty obvious. Carrying the belief that one must be the savior for others, it has to create an immense psychological stress. The perceived failure to save or help someone effectively, I tell you, I've been there. I struggled with this in the past. That's why I'm speaking on it now. It leads to feelings of inadequacy, guilt, despair. What other effects can it have on your church? How about creating dependency? If you got someone who's you're leading that way, they may become dependent on it. They're just used to you telling them how to live, what to do, and they start coming to you for everything. They start looking to the leader for solutions rather than seeking God or developing their own relationship with God. And that dependency will stunt their spiritual and personal growth, not just within the congregation, but everywhere. Those are just some of the risks of the bad sides, the effects of Messiah complex that I came up with. But what causes, what are some of the root causes that I was able to come up with? Well, I wanted to first admit that it's not always evil, not always bad. It could very well simply be compassion or empathy. Sometimes a leader with a deep sense of empathy and compassion, they may feel an intense responsibility to alleviate suffering or to alleviate those problems. Now, while empathy is a valuable trait, without boundaries, it causes problems. It leads to an overextension of one's own personal resources. Maybe they have a problem with their identity and their self-worth. Some leaders actually tie their own sense of self-worth and their identity to their ability to help and be needed by others. This can create a cycle where the leader feels validated only when solving problems or rescuing others. And again, that's potentially leading to feelings of indispensability. You know, they think, well, this place would fall apart without me. If you ever think the church will fall apart without you, you've already lost sight of the real Savior. Theological misunderstandings. And I'm going to say this kindly, with respect, there's a lot of people who believe the pastor should be governors. That's not the understanding. That's not what the Bible says. But a misunderstanding of your role within God's plan can contribute to the Messiah complex. Leaders might believe that their effectiveness and worth in the kingdom are measured by how many people they can save or they can help. You know, that's not true. That's not theological. Yeah, that's overlooking the biblical teaching that salvation and change are ultimately the work of God. And then, of course, you get the obvious pride and control effects Messiah complex. Pride can be a very significant factor. Some leaders might begin to feel that they are uniquely equipped to solve problems that others cannot. They think that they are the one. They are God's gift to that church. And when I'm saying pastors, I'm not just talking about pastors, but ministers in general. And I will say, and this is not in my notes, but just as children, as they grow up through adolescence, they grow through a phase of thinking they know everything, and that happens a lot spiritually. It doesn't take long in the ministry, and you think you're the only one God's talking to. And that arrogance will come in, like, boy, if people would just listen to me, this would work out. Maybe another lesson. We'll see. But anyway, this sense of pride can lead to overinflating of yourself or self-importance and a need to control outcomes. Boy, there are some control freaks. That'll lead to Messiah complex. I mentioned that burnout and stress was one of the effects of Messiah complex, but it can actually also cause Messiah complex. Because you're burned out and you're stressed over what's going to happen, you start to take things into your own hands. You kind of lose faith in the process a little bit, and you're just going to do it yourself to get it over with. So that burnout and that stress can actually cause the Messiah complex. You need to be careful about having a lack of support or accountability. That's another big one. When leaders operate without the adequate support or without adequate accountability, they may assume that they have to handle everything alone. And this isolation can just increase the feelings of having to save everyone, as if there's no one else to share the load or provide perspective. Those are just a few of the things that may cause it. And I just wanted to give some biblical insights, you know, to prove that I'm not off base. Even Jesus did not heal or save everyone he encountered. He performed miracles and taught those who were open to his message. But he also respected people's free will. Just like the rich young ruler, he gave him a choice and he let him walk away. Paul, in Acts 20, he declared that he did not hesitate to proclaim the entire plan of God. But he also recognized that not everyone would receive his message. So what was his solution? He focused on delivering the message and not controlling the outcome. Please quit trying to control the outcome. That's probably a good definition of Messiah complex there, having the faith in yourself to control the outcome, giving yourself God-like abilities to control an outcome that only God can control. So here are some practical tips for healthy ministry. Set boundaries. Set boundaries, set boundaries, set boundaries. You tell yourself, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go that far into someone's life. I'm not going to make decisions on those. I'm not going to, if someone comes to me for this need, I'm going to direct them here. Just set boundaries. Know your limitations. Avoiding burnout. We talked about that. How do you avoid burnout? You get some rest. Seek balance. Delegate responsibilities. Different things. You know, you don't have to do it all. Have faith in people. Even if that means they're not going to do it as good as you, have faith in them to be able to pick it up and do it. Prayer and reflection Keep God in your life. Continual prayer. Continual reflection. Discern God's guidance. Maintain a humble and servant-hearted approach to your ministry. Get a support system. Find friends. Find mentors. Peers. Talk to your pastor. If you need professional counseling, I, for one, am not against it. Get professional help. Whatever you need to do, but work on it. And lastly, this is not an all-exhaustive list, just a list I came up with. Education on biblical leadership. I'm a big believer in ongoing education. In context of this one, get ongoing education about what the Bible says regarding leadership, and it can prevent some misconceptions. You need to understand that leadership is about service and stewardship, and that leadership is not about control and power. Well, get that figured out, and it can help set the right foundation. But what do you do if you're already in the middle of a Messiah complex? Well, let's talk about that for a minute. The first step of any recovery is acknowledgement. You have to acknowledge that you have this problem. This might require confronting some uncomfortable truth about your motivations. You may have to look at some ugly truths, you know, look yourself in the mirror and be uncomfortable for a little bit, but you have to acknowledge it. Get help. Whether it's your pastor, your mentor, like I said, a counselor, whatever, get help. Because if that guilt or despair gets low enough, it can affect anybody. And there's enough Bible about heroes having depression to know that it's real, and it takes more than one. It can take more than one altar call to remove it. It doesn't have to, but it sure enough can. Number three, reestablish those boundaries. Reevaluate, establish clear and healthy boundaries in whatever you do. Learning to say no. Again, delegate those responsibilities and be okay with others stepping in to help. Enhance team involvement. Don't make it a solo approach, but to a team-based approach. Distribute responsibility. Allow the leaders to focus more on empowering others. And then spiritual renewal. Pray through. Pray through and pray through. Be transparent about it. I believe in transparency. I believe if you are transparent with people, if you're in this position and you're trying to overcome it, admit it. Tell folks, listen, I've struggled with this. Here's what I'm trying to do different. You know what's going to happen? They're not going to see you as a failure. It's going to demystify the perceived superhero image of the leader. It's going to make you relatable. It's going to set an example for them when they need to confront something. Be transparent. If I could close with one simple analogy, Bible analogy, I want to remind you of the prodigal son. He's sold his birthright, wasted it, came back. But notice that the father did not go after him. You need to understand that. We are not to go chasing after everyone. There is wisdom. But what about the lost sheep? The prodigal son wasn't lost. He was dead. Two different things. The father said, my son, which was dead, is now alive. So there's two different things. The prodigal son knew where home was the entire time. He was not lost. But you do not go chasing after everyone. The father does not go after him. He doesn't save him from his poor choices. Instead, he waits for the son to recognize his mistakes, waits for his son to decide to return. That shows the respect for free will. The father respects his son's decision to leave. The father knew what would happen, the potential negative consequences. He knew it was a bad mistake. He did not take the outcome into his own hands. He did not try to control his son. He respected the free will. The story shows patience and hope. The father waits patiently for his son's return. See, that's what we can control. I can't control the prodigals, but I can control my faith. It shows a profound trust in the process of personal growth and redemption. It emphasizes that sometimes the most significant growth comes through personal trials. And then you have to be ready to receive. When the son did come home, the father threw a party. So you got to respect the free will, trust the process, and be ready to receive. In closing, I just want to remind you that it's okay to not be able to control everything. It's okay if you don't have the answers. Admitting those limitations is not a weakness, but rather is a strength. Acknowledging that we have those weaknesses makes us rely on God, which makes us stronger. When we try to take matters to our own hand, we are limited to our own ability. But when we are forced to rely on God, oh man, how powerful we could be. Encourage each other to focus on your efforts. And when you're ministering, worry about those who are receiving your work. And don't take it personal when they don't. That's what I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed the lesson on the Messiah Complex.